This Week in Michigan Football History, brought to you by Wolverine Beer. Here's mvictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we go all the way back to November 6, 1937, as Michigan head coach Harry Kipke was set to lead his Wolverines against former rival, the Maroons of the University of Chicago. It was a dark time for the Michigan and Chicago football programs. While the country was trying to work its way out of the Great Depression, the Wolverine athletic department was having a hard time trying to get the big house over a quarter full. Pressure was building on Kipke, an All-American player under Fielding Yost in the 1920s, who took over the coaching reins in 1929 and experienced wild success in his first half decade. Consider that from 1930 to 1933, his teams won four straight conference titles and back-to-back national championships in 1932 and 1933. But after this remarkable start, things took a horrible turn in 1934 as he and team MVP Gerald Ford and crew mustered merely a single victory. In the 2.5 seasons since 1934, Kipke had managed just a handful of wins, and fans and campus administrators were growing impatient. Rumors of questionable fake jobs and unsanctioned summer practices were abound. The Ann Arbor elite found his association with Harry Bennett, the enforcer for Auto Baron Henry Ford, unsavory. Ford sent his problems to Bennett and they went away, and somewhere along the line, he and Kipke became pals. Things weren't much better for the University of Chicago, whose football team was a mere shadow of its former greatness when Amos Alonzo Stagg roamed the sidelines and ruled the West. Stagg was forced to retire in 1932, and the academic institution was in the process of phasing out its emphasis on the football squad since the 1920s. On this day back in 1937, Kipke would have his last victory in front of the home fans, a 13-12 victory over the Maroons, although just 23,000 bothered to show up to watch. Michigan limped through the balance of the season, and in December, Kipke was officially fired. Princeton's Fritz Kreisler was selected to lead the Wolverines through the next decade. Chicago's football team would tough it out until 1939, a season in which they were shut out in six contests, including an 85-0 beatdown at the hands of Kreisler and superstar Tom Harmon. A mere 5,000 fans bothered to show up in Chicago for that game. The handoff to Kreisler went very well, with Kipke recruit Harmon helping his new coach and their winged helmets get off to a strong start. Kreisler put his teams consistently in the top 10, capping off his career with a national championship. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.